often countries are being used as the weak link, if you like, of the Eurozone. So we're being targeted, particularly with an ulterior motive or agenda. And, of course, there is speculation in the world markets. And again, I've seen this. I saw, for example, we had a vote of confidence on Monday when we went out for a loan, and we were oversubscribed by 5 times. Even though it was somewhat expensive, it was also a vote of confidence in our economy. But the day after, there was an article in the Financial Times which said that we were seeking China to buy up our some of our bonds, which didn't exist, neither officially or officially, and we denied this, of course, and that was considered, and both the Chinese government denied it also, and investors, and that was considered a vote of no confidence to the Greek economy, which changed the spreads immediately, and put us in a more difficult position. It shows us that even rumors can create problems. But for serious governments that are determined, and we're determined to make the changes and to move forward, I think this is a problem which we're facing. But it also shows that it is good that we're in a common family, because this does create a protection.
Mr. Prime Minister, you have a program for the appropriate timing. You have a program, Prime Minister Papandreou, and so forth. And of course, we are there, I would say, the Commission and the ECB and the peers, to look at that program and see to it to be fully implemented. So that exists, and this is appropriate. But we have exactly the same problem in the other major industrialized countries.
They realize we need a change. And it is deeply understood that we need to make deeper changes, deep structural changes. And it'll be painful. It'll be painful for all. But people are determined. I get this on the streets. When I talk to people, they are determined to support our stability and growth program.